are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing real good, my pal. I'm telling you, it's been a long time since I talked to you.
Oh, yeah. A while ago.
It is. And let me, I'm going to start off. We're rolling right now. So this is all going to be on the show.
Okay.
Now, the first time I interviewed my friend Peter Wolf was back in the, I guess it was the early 90s, maybe. And you're doing Toad's Place. And you would come up and sit on the show with me. And I remember I was also doing a feature called The Blues Fix at 6, and I had a whole bunch of blues CDs when CDs were getting really popular from Antone's out in Texas and
sure.
Alligator Records. And I gave you a stack of CDs because you were on the road. And out of everyone I've interviewed in my 37 years of broadcasting, you were the only guy that sent me a wonderful thank you note in the mail. And I have it to this day.
Well, my sympathies. No, thank you. I remember that day. It was in a house, I think, the station.
It seemed like a house, but that was the other station that was up in Hartford. I know you come around. It was in downtown New Haven.
Okay.
But it was a while ago.
No, but I remember the stack because they were so great back then because that's what we were. We were on the road all the time, so that gave us a lot of
stuff to listen to.
Sure,
you know?
Did.
And then I remember I didn't go back to see you. I mean, I would go to see you Toad's Place in the 90s. Then when you guys got back together, the second time you did New Year's Eve at the Mohegan Sun Arena.
Yeah.
That was by far the best show of that whole freaking year. You guys were just on.
Oh,
and it was funny because I think Dick was I think he was really stoned that night, or at least that's what you alluded to.
Well, I think that happens usually a lot of nights.
A lot of nights, yeah. But I'll tell you something, Peter, and I'm not saying this because I love you, but I say because I mean it. As far as a front guy goes in a band, you are by far the best fucking front guy I have ever seen in my life. You know, whether you were the Jay Giles band, whether you're doing your solo stuff. You're just an incredible human being, and I do love you, pal.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, and thank you very much for the plaudits and kudos.
Yeah. Hey, now wait. You're coming up to the Ridgefield Playoffs, but you know what? I don't have the date in front. Do you know what date that is? I don't have it in front of me. I'm totally unprepared on here.
Yeah, we're going to be in Ridgefield, and you've been up to Ridgefield?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it beautiful?
It's we're going to be there October 10th.
All right.
And, you know, come on down. Last time we were there, I think, or next to last time, Keith Richards and his entire family came down. We had a ball.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, because Keith lives just about maybe a half hour from there. He's right around the corner.
And,
yeah.
You know, as you know, the Giles Band and the Stones, we did a lot of touring together throughout the out west. And then we did a lot of touring together throughout Europe. And
well, let's put it this way. England had the Rolling Stones. The U.S. had the Jay Giles Band.
Well,
and that's it.
Thank you, Mike. It was so funny. The first tour, one of the major tours we did out in the West Coast with the Stones, it was George Thorogood, Jay Giles Band, special guest Jay Giles Band, then the Rolling Stones. And the first artist on the bill that opened up the show was this guy that came out in a trench coat and his underwear. Who might that be?
Gee, I have no idea.
Take a guess, Mike.
The opening act, trench coat?
The opening act came out with his band, and he was wearing a trench coat and underwear. Just briefs.
Matt.
I'll give you a hint.
All right.
He was not too tall.
Not too tall.
I'll give you another hint.
All right.
He sounded like this.
Good Lord, Peter! I don't know who.
Okay, I'll give you.
Give me the clincher. Give me the one that I'm going to guess it on.
The one you're going to guess it from. Oh, okay. He always liked to wear the color purple.
Oh, Prince!
There you go, bingo!
And
this guy, a marvelous set of tourists' luggage filled with Palmolive products.
Are you kidding me?
No, so Prince opened up that tour. It didn't last too long because everyone wanted some rock and roll, and they didn't quite understand them at that time.
Yeah, really?
Because Mick and I loved them, and we would go out to watch them, but the audience was just wanting some, you know, heavy-duty rock and roll, so...
They just didn't get it.
No, they didn't get it at that time, but he'd come out, you know, in the afternoon, I could tell you, baby, how I love it, And everybody started going, rock it, right. So it was so funny.
Oh, man. That's unbelievable.
Anyway, at the Richfield, I'm coming down. You know, I have these solo records out. And
right.
Matter of fact, speaking of the Stones, the solo record before last, Mick Jagger and I did a duet. And then Keith and I did a duet.
Nice.
This last solo record, Merle Haggard and I and Nico Case did some songs together. And Shelby Lynn, Hot Foxy Shelby Lynn.
Oh, man, yeah.
So it's I got a real stellar band, and we're going to be coming in and do some storytelling and talking, and we throw in some of my favorite Guile songs. So it's a good evening for any rock and rollers that want to get out there. Come on down to the Richfield Playhouse on the 10th.
October 10th, man. And it's a great venue. It's in a beautiful part of the state of Connecticut. It's nice. Are you still up in Boston? You still living in Boston?
Boston's home base for us all, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I know you still live at the Prudential Center.
Well, no, it's near the Prudential Center.
Yeah, yeah. I know where it is. I'm going to give the address later on and phone
number. Okay, great. I'm sure you will, Mike. And I have your private telephone number, too. I'm going to say to people, call at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Absolutely. I don't care. I'm in the phone book. Just call information, for God's sakes. I don't care. I love everybody.
There you go. Mike, where are you based?
Right now, you know, we're still WPLR New Haven.
Right.
They moved our studios down into Milford. We were owned by Cox for a while.
Hey, Mike, keep it clean.
we're no longer owned by Cox.
Keep it clean, Mike. but anyway, you think you'll be able to make it up on the 10th at Richfield?
Only if I can get on stage with you.
Okay, you're on.
Then I'm there.
Okay,
is all on tape, baby. I got this all recorded.
Okay, can you sing in Gotta Da Vida?
I can sing the long version.
Okay, good.
And I can play the maracas too.
That would be very, very good.
That'd be very nice. How you feeling? Everything good, health wise?
I feel with my hands, Mike.
I know you
times.
Do, but every time I've seen you, you've always looked good. And but I'm just asking you because you know you do a lot of touring and everything. You sound great.
Thank you.
But is everything going well for you?
Well, it is. I'm preparing a solo record that should be coming out next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about the solo band, the Guiles band. You know, once a year we do 4, 5, 6 shows a year.
Which is great. You know,
we get together and we just bombstorm. I think we're going to be doing about 6, 7, 8 shows this summer, probably out towards the Midwest and West Coast. Usually we're out in the East Coast, so that's always, you know, enjoyable when we all get together. And
yeah, it is. And I remember when you guys first got back together, our station was back in Hampton where I first met you.
Right.
And me and Koplik were talking about. He says, "What do you think about Jay Giles being getting together?" I says, "Jimmy, I says that's a no brainer, man. I mean that is just definitely cool." And what it was so cool about it is I had him on the air with me because I used to do a concert show with him, and we called you up. You were at rehearsal with the band.
I remember that.
And you said, "Call out a song." Now I wasn't about to call out anything, you know, that was a hit. I wanted to call out something that was deep. I said, "How about Homework?" And then you guys broke into Homework. I swear to God, it was unbelievable, man. It was just that was good. Plant the Metals.
That was fun. We were up in our little rehearsal space. We had all the ladies up there in the Uptown Horns.
There's something I want to ask, and again, I'm not always on the computer and internet stuff. I'm still kind of
old-fashioned. We're playing Richfield Playhouse. Okay, that's October 10th.
October 10th, I know that. Richfield, I wrote that down. But your drummer, Stephen Joe Black, is he around anymore? He wasn't with the band at New Year's Eve, is he?
What happened with Stephen is he had a problem, a joint thing. He got into an accident, and you know, he just decided the physicality
is tough.
Well, it was really tough, and it was causing, you know, some problems. And he just made a decision, like Bill Wyman for the Stones,
right, right.
That, you know, everything is friendly, but he just felt, look, you know, I think it's best if I just. But he comes down to some of the shows and we sing together.
I was just worried about his health and if he was okay. You know,
well, he's
you know,
okay.
I'm
he's
worried
okay.
about those
Actually
guys.
Actually, looking good as ever.
You know, and Jerome's doing all right too, and Dick and Seth.
Dick is doing great. Matter of fact, he's probably got his lips in boric acid right now. Boric acid and bourbon, I might say.
I had Jerome and Dick up in the studio. It was after you, when they were doing the thing together. Blues
Yeah, they
times.
Did a little thing called Blues Time. Blues Time. They did all their favorite blues songs.
Yeah, which is really pretty cool. And they played a lot in this area. Actually, there was a guitar player. I can't remember his name. That he played with. He's from Connecticut. Jesus, it'll come to me. He used to be in a Led Zeppelin cover band. Great guitarist.
Uh-huh.
But he would jam with him. But every time I've seen you, you've always got a stellar bunch of musicians with you.
Oh, yeah. No, when we'll be at the Richfield on October 10th, it's going to be sizzling because we're going to be playing a lot of the stuff off of the solo CDs, and again, a lot of the Guile stuff,
and
a lot of new stuff. And then, you know, I like to yak and tell stories.
Oh, of course you do.
About the trials and tribulations, what goes on behind closed doors, et cetera.
I'm very much into the medicinal marijuana now because it's legal in Connecticut, which is great. So my short-term memory is a little off. Where are you guys going to be playing?
We're going to be playing Ridgefield Playhouse. On October 10th.
Oh, okay.
Be there. Don't be square. Matter of fact,
hey,
we're going to kick it high, as Keith Richards says.
And not only that, aren't you the original Ooga Booga Man from WBCN at nights? Remember those days?
Well, yes, Mike. I used to have
a nighttime
show
radio
that
show.
Went on at midnight on WBCN. It was an FM station. It was an all-night show.
Yeah.
And it was the Wolf of Goof of Mama Tufa Show. Welcome, little ladies of the night. Keep from Alabama. Keep it all. Hit all the ships out of sea. Tune to 2 and get right through. You're going to have a little fun until the sun gives a call. Don't you stall. Tune to 2 and get right through it. Oh, yeah, Mama Tuba Tuba. It's in you. It's got to come out. That's what rock and roll is all about. Yama Gama Gooba Looba.
You are the best. I'm telling you, man. I fucking love you. I swear to God.
Mike, do me a favor. Try to come up to the Richfield Playhouse.
No, wait a minute. What day? Hold on a second. I got to load the bong here. Wait a minute. Now, what date is that? That's October what? October 10th?
That's October. Let me think. Oh, yeah. October 10th at the Richfield Playhouse. Quite a nice venue.
I tell you something. You will never go wrong going to a Peter Wolf show. Period.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And I'm telling you, to the point where if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. I swear to God.
Because all right, Mike, I'll walk out. I'll take the money.
So you won't show up, right? Don't do that, man.
Speaking about money, you know, with all the craziness going on with the sequester, everything, why it doesn't pay the right to Washington to complain?
Why is that, Bunny?
Because Washington's dead.
A true word spoken from Mr. Peter Wolf.
Washington's dead. You get it? No.
Yeah.
Mike, but really, thank you through all the years.
Thank you
for the CDs.
You know,
if you do come by to the Richfield Playhouse on October 10th, bring some more of them blue CDs.
You want? I most definitely will. And I'll tell you something, Peter, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I'm definitely going to be there. When is that? October 10th?
October 10th, Richfield Playhouse.
And I'm telling you, folks, man, listen to me. If you go back and listen to this interview, he is truly one of the nicest men I've ever met in the rock and roll business. Period. The nicest guy I think I've ever met in a long time. I always talk nice about you. I've always, give you compliments. And when you're not around, I talk nice behind your back. Always do. Always will.
Well,
you're
thank
the best,
you, Mike.
My friend.
And seriously, if you do come early, you know, let's get together. We'll have a glass of wine or a glass of beer. Or ginger ale, your beverage of choice, and we'll sit down. We'll just do a little yakking.
You know, I'm gonna definitely do that because I want to come up and see. I haven't seen you in years, and I mean, I have seen the show. You guys, you know, when you guys played, but I've never went back and bothered anybody. So,
well, come on back. We'll take some pictures. We'll have some fun and some laughs.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna do it, Peter. Thank you so much, man, for taking time out. I love you, pal. October the 10th, Richfield Playhouse. Peter Wolf, don't miss it. Otherwise, you're gonna miss an awesome show. Thank you, my friend.
All right, kick it high, lights out, and a blast, blast, blast. Do it too, and get right through it. Oh, baby, Reputa the beauty, she's gonna be there in the front row.
Thank you, man.